This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption.
All right, I got loaded phones, and I didn't realize that our next guest host has a Brandon Darby, who's a big Breitbart editor, Exposed the Border stuff coming up. He's a big guest, and others. So I got to go quick here. I apologize to the callers, but let's go to Kirsten and then Chase and others. Kirsten, you're on the air from Florida, worldwide. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alex. This is my third time calling you. My first time, you did the thing about the Federal Reserve Obama crash. That got 8,000 views. And I'm the Singaporean Chinese girl. Remember, I called you a couple times. I've moved to Florida from Tennessee. And I want to talk to you about the kids coming in, the migrant kids coming in.
Sure, go ahead.
During Obama in 2014, there were 70,000 migrant kids, which is four times what there is now.
That's right, because Obama invited it, so it caused the flood.
Correct. And I say E-Verify, E-Verify, E-Verify. I'm a legal immigrant. I came here at 15 years old, and I didn't come here to live in an illegal hellhole. That's not what I signed up for, and that's not what I want. So really, no, keep them out. And on top of that, I take all your products. I love Survival 2X and the Selenium, the proprietary Selenium. And I tried to apply for a reporter for you. I think you might need a Chi-Com that speaks Chinese to do a little reporting.
Let's be clear. I don't think Chinese people are all Chi-Coms. I mean the government's Chi-Com.
Making a joke.
Oh, I know, I know.
Yeah. I'm Singaporean Chinese. I think you saw the Singaporean summit. My country's pretty, I'm Singaporean American. My country, my birthplace is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I hear it is. I want to visit sometime. God bless you, Kirsten. Thank you for the call. Thank you so much. And we're looking at all the reporters right now. We're trying to budget things. It's all how much funding we have. I want to hire a bunch of reporters. Don't worry, but we're trying. Chase in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex, and thank you for what you do for the country.
You bet, brother.
This is Chase the Patriot on the front lines of California. I'm fired up about your reporter challenge as well, and I got my YouTube page fired up. So, but I want to talk about Trump. He's turned the corner, I think, with that North Korean peace deal. People across the left, across the right, everywhere in between, they all seem to start finally figuring out that he's doing good. And so now the Democrats are striking back. They're doing the same old usual tactic. It's problem solution. They commit the problem with the influx of immigrants. They blame Trump. They call him a racist, and then they have the solution. They say no more Trump and no more borders. But if we can get out there and put out the narrative by putting our reports out, like I'm doing, Chase the Patriot on YouTube, if we can get out there, we can put the narrative in.
No, I agree. Everyone, whether a video has 1,000 views or 100 million or whatever, everyone speaking out, everyone engaged. Forget the censorship. So what if you're a patriot and they censor you? The point is, that's because you're effective. Absolutely. Get out there, spread the word now more than ever because people are ready for the truth.
Hey, how about a solution to the problem? You know, let's connect the two stories. So we have the border base in between North and South Korea. Let's get those troops back and put them in and create a new border base on our own border to protect our own border, to train our troops, to kill two birds with one stone.
I totally agree. That'd be a great we just had a big ceasefire happen in Afghanistan. I was told Trump was going to beef troops up, just like he did with North Korea, to make them come to the table and then actually sign a deal, but a real economic deal to help the people of Afghanistan so that they stop fighting with each other. And now it looks like that might happen as well. So we'll see what happens. A build up before we have a build down. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Now, to Brian and Charles and Joe and Liberty and Gerald, I apologize. The war room's coming up in an hour. I got to punch out of here because Ali Alexander has got several big guests lined up. He's got Brandon Darby, who's always down on the border, doing big reporting. The left attacks him and makes stuff up about him. I haven't published a little before. I apologize. Believing that the left lies about Darby. He's a great guy. He's going to come up. He's got a lot of great sources on the border. He's going to be breaking that down. And then we've also got Stephen Franson, who's got a great work on the rise and fight, defeat Globalism Save the West. That's all coming up, The Philosopher as well. So whatever you do, InfoWars, links, YouTube, Facebook, spread those links. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center?
Ali Alexander takes over, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Needs no introduction, political analyst, a patriot. Last year going public with something doing behind the scenes. Follow him on Twitter at Ali, A-L-I. He's taken over with a bunch of big guests today that you don't want to miss. Tell us about those guests that are coming up. Thanks for co-hosting. The broadcast is yours.
Hey, Alex, thanks for the mic. I'm going to make it down to Austin sometime, and we got to do some fellowshipping. But we have Steve Franson, who is a philosopher. We're going to talk about fatherliness and why we need to make men more masculine and why we need to reclaim some of our masculinity in this age of disinformation. And then we'll have Brandon Darby with Breitbart Texas. He's the editor there. He runs the Cartel Chronicles, and he's really taken it to the media, kind of correcting the record that it was actually the Obama administration who is caging children and the Trump administration that's giving them beds. So we got a really exciting hour here on the last hour of your show.
It's all yours, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm guest hosting Ali Alexander. You can find me at Twitter, twitter.com/ALI. I've got some pithy thoughts there. I want to introduce my friend, Stephen Franson. Let me read his bio. This is kind of awkward when you have to read a friend's bio, but let's bring in Steve Franson. Steve Franson is a philosopher and author of a book called Rise and Fight, Defeat Globalism and Save the West. He has a Master's of Arts in Education with honors. He was an early investor to Bitcoin. Steve has been a life coach and consultant since 2014. His work involves helping people learn about the past, gain crucial empathy, philosophy skills, and finding their purpose in life. He is passionate about free speech, Western civilization, exercise and diet, and peaceful parenting. He lives in Montana with his lovely wife, dogs, and newborn baby daughter. How's the weather there, Stephen, in Montana? Because here in Texas, it's a little warm.
Hey, Ali. It's nice and cool. It's been raining. It's beautiful here. I love Montana. I'm living in the Bitterroot Valley, so I got a beautiful view of all the mountains around me. I'm really happy to be on InfoWars today. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing excellent. It's always an honor and a privilege when Alex and his awesome team give me the mic and we get to talk about truth. You know, what I love about the InfoWars team is they're not talking down to me or telling me, okay, Ali, you got to react to the media. We get to be proactive here and talk about survival skills. So I knew that when I was going to guest host now, I was like, okay, it's time to introduce folks to Steve Franson. Alex, let me share my philosophy of what I think the future looks like and how we could operate more peacefully. And what I like about you is you know, we share a lot in common in how we see the future, but it differs a little bit. And this book that you have is very, very timely. We have to save Western civilization. We have to defeat these corporatists, these oligarchs, the bankers, the media, the Hollywood. We got to defeat all of them. And what I like about, you know, your book is you really tackle some of these issues. A lot of it's external. We are at war, but a lot of that war starts with ourselves. How would you sum up the basis of your book? What's your thesis behind the entire book?
Basically, it's I'm the drill sergeant in basic. I'm going to run you through what you need to know as a person that wants to jump into the culture war. You want to influence people. You want to reach people. These are some of the basic principles. And then also, I have some ideas, I think, of remedy some of the illnesses of the West right now. How to get into a hierarchy, how to form fraternal organizations, how to battle back journalists in the media. There's different things that I offer in the book that I think are really juicy, really digestible, and very effective.
Yeah, and your background isn't, you weren't a political hack like me, for over a decade. You've been working with people and as a life coach and doing psychology and kind of the studies that can make a man stronger. And one thing that I loved about, your book, you gave me a copy. It's called, there's a chapter called The Quality of Fatherliness. Well, this was your first Father's Day yesterday with your newborn daughter. And, you and I were talking about how that changed you when you first held your newborn daughter. What changed in you as a man? Because, you've been somebody who's championing this philosophy. But what was the experience like, and what did that do for your ideas?
Right. Well, a lot of you don't know me yet, but I spent most of my 20s, I'm 32 now, I spent most of my 20s preparing to be a father, really working on myself. I saw the value of going to therapy, the value of exploring myself. If you're familiar with Jordan Peterson's works, I'm definitely in that whole bailiwick. So holding my daughter for the first time, it was, the scientists say you get a huge drop in testosterone. And I certainly felt like, oh, I'm a father now. I felt something in my brain change. I felt myself just mellow out, calm down, and really, we talked a bit about this in a recent stream. We talked about ego death and about your pride,
And that's what Kanye's going through right now.
That's what Kanye's going through right now. I experienced that myself, too. I just felt this, complete changeover.
So do you think that that's kind of a natural byproduct of becoming a father is some of this ego death?
Yeah, I would say so, because you have to stop thinking about everything in terms of yourself. You stop formulating in terms of what's best for me, what's most convenient for me, what is going to serve me here in the near future. You have to think of the far future. You have to think decades ahead. I like to think generations ahead. I also wrote a chapter in one of my books recently called Dynasty and Hegemony, where I talk about really setting up an intergenerational sort of path for your family, really setting a new way in this information age that we have to be able to have your family set up far into the future. So I think that's a huge way that your formulations really changes. They really change. And I certainly have made that change. I think of everything in terms of what's best for my daughter, what's best for my family. How am I going to do this? What are the optics on this? What's the empathy here? What do I need to handle in order to make things best for them?
Yeah, and I like that. So tell the audience about this chapter in your book, The Quality of Fatherliness. Kind of give us an overview of what's behind that quality.
Sure. Well, I name a few different things in the essay, but first and foremost is protectiveness. You really want to practice protectiveness as a father. You are really the immune system for your family as a father, and especially for your children. Children who grow up without fathers, girls start puberty earlier. They are prone to more sexual activity. Boys who are without fathers, they are more involved in mass shootings. I think 95% of the mass shooters had father issues. They had absent fathers. You're also more prone to volatility, inability to control your emotions and stuff like this. So really you want to be the immune system for your family, and that is really encapsulated in protectiveness. And I also talk about providing. Providing is huge. Providing is all the success, industry combined, everything you need to know about real estate, everything you need to know about networking, all this stuff, it really hooks into this fundamental drive we have as fathers to really provide for our children. So you really are the psychological backbone for the family as a father. And, of course, we live in a time where fatherhood is just not really in the zeitgeist. It's really not the thing right now. We've really lost our way in the West.
Yeah, it's really a shame, and I tell my readers and my viewers on Periscope this all the time, is that, you know, we as a Western civilization have imploded more than we've been invaded. And, you know, the war is on multiple fronts. And, you know, what I like about some of your work is it does kind of evoke Jordan Peterson. It's like, clean your room, and it's like, find purpose. And he talks, you know, Dr. Peterson talks about all these emails that he gets from young men saying, I found my purpose, thank you so much. Or Stefan Molyneux, you know, who harkens back to some of these age-old principles that will keep us a healthy and a stable society. We're about to go to break, but when we come back, Stephen, I want to talk about some of these qualities that men need to learn and some of these qualities that they can implement immediately to become the alpha, the protector of their homes and their families. It's going to be very, very awesome. You are listening to the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. I am your guest host, Ollie Alexander. We're talking to Steve Francis. We'll be back on the other side of the break.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kids call a banger. It's called a banger, that type of synthwave EDM that has some audio stuff in it. You know, I'm 32, but now I'm sounding like a boomer myself. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show here on InfoWars. I am hosting for this last hour, and it's a privilege and an honor to do so. I'm Ali Alexander. You can find me on YouTube and the onlines. I'm joined by my friend Steve Frantz, and we're going over a list, but that song, Stephen, you've seen, it's a band called, it's a DJ duo called Milk and Cooks. Milk and Cooks, that's an unreleased song. So that was an exclusive here for InfoWars. And they were actually at Mike Cernovich's A Night for Freedom, both his D.C. and New York party. And I know that you're into some synthwave stuff, Stephen. Was that a nice tease for you? How did that sound?
That was a nice tease. I love the synthwave stuff. I love what Milk and Cooks have done. I was able to catch them with you. I went to Night for Freedom in New York City, and I thought they did an incredible job. They had dancers. These guys are pure swag, so Milk and Cooks, that's a great plug.
Yeah, they're these beautiful, blonde, bulky twins out of Chicago. And what's funny is I'm gonna out them. I hope that the mainstream media doesn't record this, but sometimes what they say that they'll do in their shows with 20 or more thousand people is they'll play little clips of Alex Jones, kind of putting it into the zeitgeist. We're everywhere, folks. The Info Warriors, the True Resistance, we're truly, truly everywhere. What I want to do is I want to get back into this chapter, the quality of fatherliness in your book titled Rise and Fight. People can order that already on Amazon. In this, you say a man can build up his ability to serve as a protector to his family in any of the following ways. So we're going to give you this list. If you're at home, you want to be writing this down right now. If you're listening via radio, you want to pull over. The first way you say is owning guns, practicing gun safety, and target accuracy. The second thing you say is maintaining physical fitness such that a violent attack from an out-group assailant could be met with lethal force if necessary, if lawful and if necessary. The third, you say, is practicing situational awareness in all environments where a man's family will or can be. Next, you say owning a trained guard dog or guard dog breed. Wow, I'm like tripping over my words right now. Next, you say choosing a safe neighborhood for one's family to live in. This is very important. My mother was a single mother, and the single best decision she made was making sure that we got in a good neighborhood with a good school district, and that allowed us opportunities to choose our path in life, where so many get trapped in this urban environment of decay. And then lastly, you say exercising good taste and psychological judiciousness in terms of the people and information a man allows into his home. I talk about this for hours every week on my Periscope, that the media is literally speech control so that they can control your thoughts. If they add the adjectives, you know, controversial for Republicans, and then they say, oh, watch this powerful speech from, you know, the rapist Bill Clinton, the alleged rapist Bill Clinton, which I totally think he did it, folks. Then it kind of already sets the frame, if you will. Scott Adams talks about this. And so this list, you know, how practical is this list? Is there anything else you would tell men who are fathers that, you know, this is what you immediately can do right now, right now, right now, right now, if you want to become the alpha protector of your home.
Right. Well, something else that I really stress, and I have stressed for years, is cultivate sobriety. I'm not talking about, you know, go full teetotal or anything like this, but really know what you want to do with your life. Really cultivate a straight edge, really some kind of focus so that you understand how it is that you're going to manifest your meaning in this life, how you're going to expand out, how you're going to conquer the physical world, how you're going to be present for your family. That's all about being sober, being focused, and being aware. So it really has a lot to do with mindset. That's why we see a lot of the mindset industry really taking off, because they're really looking for answers, and they're really looking, how can I get to that next level? How can I even start a family? How can I even get a woman? How can I keep this? How can I maintain it? I really think that has a lot to do with sobriety, really knowing yourself and staying consistent over time. Certainly, that's how I've done it. I'm reaping the rewards. I live in a great place here in Montana. I've done all those things on that list. I've got my guns. I got my dog. I got my wife. I got my friends. I got everything lined up. And so that's what I offer to people. I'm really living the message. And a lot of that has to do with my living clean.
You know, a lot of people don't know this. In marketing, you know, because I've been doing political marketing for 11 years, you have the user and the buyer. The user may not always be the buyer. For example, men's underwear, it's something like 70 to 80% of men's underwear is actually purchased by women. So it's used by men, but women make the purchases, which is why advertisements look the way they do. They're more glowing. You know, there's some hair in there. There's not, you know, women are looking for a certain type of, you know, idealistic picture, you know, a meme, if you will, that they want to see their man in. And so then that's what the man ends up wearing. What's your message to women about this book, and in particular this chapter? You know, what's the sell for women? Why do they need to also promote good, you know, good fatherhood, you know, not stay at home fathers, but present fathers?
Right. Well, if you don't want, I mean, you don't want all the bad things to happen to your kids that are markers of lack of fatherhood, then you're going to want to be one of those women that really encourages a man to be strong, a man to do what is right. I mean, that's really the sell, is that it's a win-win. You know, I'm all about win-wins. I've really learned that that's how you have to handle it in society. That's how we're going to save the West. And if we can restore the relationship between man and woman, so they're both seeking win-wins for each other. They're seeking to help each other, to keep each other inspired. I mean, having a strong man in the home is a really great thing for a woman. It's a pretty easy sell once you allow women to really experience what it is to have a great protector around, what it is to have a man that takes an interest in the children, a man that can put on his game face and go out and bring home the baby, but then come home and be firm and assertive and gentle with the children. I mean, that is just paradise. Parenthood is absolute paradise. You know, Mike Cernovich will attest to that. He certainly said that on his Twitter recently. I'm in full agreement. So I think it's a pretty easy sell, but it's a matter of, as Jordan Peterson was saying right before we came back on, he was saying you got to make people aware of what they've been in denial of, what they've been afraid of admitting to themselves. So there really are a lot of women out there that if they could really just admit it to themselves for one second, what it would be like to have a great man around or a great father, what kind of joy that would bring, I think that's the sell right there.
That's the sell. The book is Rise and Fight. That's if you want to defeat the globalists, if you want to fight to save the best parts of Western civilization. I still say that there's some parts that suck. There's some parts, you know, the decisions that are the downfall of the West were determined by the West. Steve, I'm so glad that you joined us. We'll have to have you back again. I know that Alex wants a lot more philosophy here on InfoWars, because we have to equip people. I think this is why people are buying supplements at the InfoWars store. I think that this is why people are getting into mindset. Thanks so much for joining us. We're about to hop on to a break and then talk about the border, but thank you, Steve and Frampton.
Thanks for having me, Ali.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Welcome back to the Al McJones Show. We're here on InfoWars. I'm guest hosting this last hour for Alex. We just wrapped up an awesome 30 minutes with Steve Franson, in which we talked about the importance of fatherhood, and not just from the perspective of a man, but also the perspective of a woman, and how we can save the West. And that half hour was focused on what we could do internally, but externally, we're facing still great threats to the West. And so I wanted to spend this last half hour separating fact from fiction, because even me, someone who does this political stuff full time, I have troubles separating fact from fiction when it comes to this border crisis? Are we caging children? Are we not? Are the Democrats and the media lying or aren't they? Where are the Republicans on this issue? So I knew I had to bring on one of the, you know, actually he is the best in the business on the border. Brandon Darby is the editor at Breitbart, Texas. I don't have a bio to read for him because we've known each other so long. He was mentored by Andrew Breitbart himself, one of the last originals from those heydays, a good friend of mine, a good friend of the movement, and a good friend of truth. I mean, he doesn't toe a line. He has the Cartel Chronicles over there at Breitbart, Texas, and he doesn't toe the line. But, Brandon, thanks for making time for us today.
Hey, Ali, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And, I'm glad to be on. I think it's really important. There's a lot of information swirling around, a lot of misinformation, a lot of mischaracterized information. And I think it's important that all groups, hear what's going on and have a discussion about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about. And I think that that's this new age that you know, whether you like Donald Trump or you don't, whether you like Kanye West or you don't, this is something Andrew would want, is everyone talking to everyone. So thanks for joining us. I want to ask you a bunch of stupid questions, and then you tell us what's fact or fiction. Are there children presently in, you know, cage-like jails right now?
Yes.
And why is that? What is it? Is it
well,
the? Is
okay.
It, yeah.
Okay, so this is where, you know, and again, I mean, some of the listeners, I'm sure, are not going to appreciate some of what I have to say, but I'm going to say it. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's said about what's happening at the border, a lot of stuff that goes on at the border that is, the truth is actually horrifying enough, especially in Tamaulipas, south of Texas, and in Coahuila and Nuevo León, these three Mexican states immediately south of Texas. But a lot of the things that people get carried away on are just not true. Like, you know, a lot of, and I'm not trying to be ugly, but I do think InfoWars, I might have participated in it, with this, like, child sex trafficking camp in Tucson. You know, I looked into that, and it just wasn't true. And, it, you know, there's a lot of things. The thing about, you know, the training camp in Juarez outside of El Paso for ISIS, that just wasn't true. And there's a lot of these things that we get carried away and rabbit trails we go down that they're just not helpful. You know, they're just not helpful to the cause. They're not helpful to the cause of securing the border, or if your cause is just bringing more attention to what goes on in the border region, right? They're just not helpful. So being on here is very important to me because I can, you know, I do think that there's a lot of important things that come from InfoWars.
Absolutely.
And I think it's very, very important that you're there. All outlets have made mistakes. And it happens. So that said, and that squared away, let's talk about what really goes on. You know, as most of the InfoWars listeners probably know, because I think they generally stay very informed about border issues and sovereignty issues.
Definitely.
The U.S.-Mexico border is roughly 2,000 miles long. That 2,000-mile-long border has 9 border patrol sectors, okay? Texas has 5 of those sectors. Hmm. Now, 3 of those sectors are areas of border that are controlled by 2 criminal groups. We call it transnational criminal groups. Most people just simply call them Mexican cartels. And those Mexican cartels, some of the factions routinely make more money from illegal immigration than they do from narcotics. That's something a lot of people don't realize.
So, trafficking. Is that what you're saying?
Well, not human trafficking. Some of it's human trafficking, but human smuggling, right? So people who voluntarily enter the situation. And so people need to understand this, that all of those 9 sectors on the border are controlled by different Mexican cartels, and they all have different MOs. They all have different personalities and types and ways that they do business. As you move west along the border towards California and through California, those Mexican cartel groups tend to be much more professional. They tend to make sure that their violence doesn't implicate or doesn't hurt as many innocent bystanders as
you said, as we move west?
As you move west. But now when you get below Texas, specifically the Rio Grande Valley sector, the Laredo sector, and the Del Rio sector, that's Los Zetas, and that's the Gulf Cartel. Now, those two groups they tend to be a lot more ruthless with average citizens. Their violence does affect other people, and they tend to make decisions that don't necessarily care about tomorrow. That's why when we had the migrant crisis in 2014, you saw the influx was largely in the Rio Grande Valley sector, in the Laredo sector, in the Del Rio sector. It was in the area controlled by the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas because they didn't care about tomorrow. The Sinaloa cartel out west, they said, hey, wait a minute. If we put all these kids going through, we're going to make a lot of money doing it, but it's going to increase the law enforcement presence, which is going to hurt us in the long term. It's going to hurt our profits in the long term, so we're not going to do it. We're not going to let them cross. Well, that's why most people tend to cross in the Rio Grande Valley sector.
It's more dangerous.
Those criminal groups, and it is much more dangerous because those criminal groups don't care about tomorrow. So if you imagine, if they don't care about tomorrow, they're much more likely to do things that are more violent, more extreme, not care if they hurt innocent people. So this is the context this all fits within. So now, when people leave Central America and they're on their journey to the U.S., the majority of women from Central America are sexually assaulted along that journey. They come into the U.S. where they're usually sexually assaulted more. It is a very violent, unhumanitarian, our defense
Brandon, can I interrupt
system.
You?
Yes.
This is my problem with what I think the media is trying to do. They're trying to get President Trump and the DHS to say, okay, we're going to release parents when they show up with their children. We're not going to implement this zero tolerance policy that Attorney General Jeff Sessions has had. And what that's going to actually do is encourage more women and children to participate in this system of sex, drugs, and assault. And that's something I don't want.
Well, right. So I'll get there. So the bottom line is that no one crosses that border without paying a cartel.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen. You pay the cartel and you continue to make payments to the cartel.
Right.
If your child is crossing, then the family is paying the cartel. We could go down the whole list of litany of issues, but nobody just crosses. It isn't like a guy in the mountains in Guatemala is like, hey, I'm going to make a journey and work and better my life. No, he has to get an agent. That agent has to deal with the transnational criminal group. That group works out a price. And then that guy agrees to make payments, and if he doesn't, his family gets killed. But he willfully enters that situation trying to find work in the U.S., right? So there's a lot of complicated to it. But the bottom line is, when people cross the border and they're arrested and apprehended, the same thing that happens to me and you happens to them. If I'm driving down the road in my car and I don't pay a speeding ticket and I have a warrant for my arrest, I'm going to get pulled over. When I get pulled over, the cop is going to say, you have a warrant for your arrest. I have to arrest you. And then I'm going to say, wait, I have my child in the car. And the cop he's not going to say,
you
hey,
broke
in
the law.
Case, in that case, I can't arrest you. Go on. No, he's going to go, do you have a family member nearby you can call? And if I say no, then he's going to call social services. And social services is going to pick up my child. Until I'm not in jail. That's what's going
to
happen.
Brandon,
they're not going
to
put my daughter in a jail cell. Yeah,
right.
I'll wait around.
Yeah, thanks for hanging on. Brandon Darby, with the editor of Breitbart Texas. He's separating fact from fiction. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about these children. We're going to talk about the system the media endorses that leads to this sex stuff, this drug stuff, and this violent stuff. I don't like it at all.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is Milk and Cooks. Milk and Cooks, this song is not yet released, so it's an exclusive here on InfoWars. I'm so privileged to be closing out the hour. I am your host, Ali Alexander. We have on the phone one of my dearest friends in the conservative movement, in the political movement, in the movement to restore individuals, to keep nations sovereign, Brandon Darby from Breitbart, Texas. You know what I will say is this is what I love. What I love is that with Breitbart and InfoWars, I can have an honest discussion where I can ask any question I want, and we will push out corrections, we will push out retractions, because Lord knows There's not enough money on the Breitbart side or the InfoWars side to keep journalism funded like the multi-billion-dollar mainstream media, lamestream media, you know, kind of apparatus. They're not covering these stories that Brandon is in his cartel chronicles or what InfoWars is with some of their border coverage. Brandon, you were talking about these children and how the same thing that would happen to you or I, you know, I'm an uncle, but I'm not a father, but if you were with your daughter and you got pulled over, they would separate you from your child because you would be detained. And why should we put children in adult prisons? It seems like a toxic argument that the media is trying to make for political purposes. Like, they have a policy goal at the end of this. Is that true?
Yeah, that, I would say that's accurate. That's how I look at it. And that's what I was trying to explain earlier. So when people first come across the border and they get arrested, they get put into a holding facility. If you get put into a holding facility and there's mass numbers of people, they can't have a Hilton hotel room for everyone who gets arrested at the border. So what happens is they put them in a large room, and because some people are good people and some people are bad people, some people are 5 years old and some people are 30 or 50, what they do is they separate them with chain link. They have dividers in between people, so it's done to protect people. Mm-hmm. I don't really know another way that it could be done. And that is a temporary situation. If it's a child, they don't stay there long. And then they're taken by human services, and then they're put into a nicer facility that resembles right. a group home for children. So when you say, are there people in cages? Yes, there are. Are there kids? Initially, there are, yes. They're in chain link. They're in rooms that are with chain link dividers between them and other individuals for the child's safety. Is that ideal? No. Is that, do I think that's horrible? Yes, I do. Do I think there's another way to do it? No, I really don't. I can't think of another way to do it unless yeah. you use bars or unless yeah. you use concrete blocks, which in which case then they'd be putting kids in cells, right? So
right.
What do you do? So if you look at what's occurred, many years ago in the Bush years, a lot of folks in Austin, where I think the largest InfoWars base is, you know, so that's where InfoWars is based, a lot of folks will remember people protesting in Hutto at the Hutto Family Detention Center, Immigration Detention Center, and the left demanded that those family detention centers be shut down. Well, you know what? The family detention centers were shut down. And now the left is demanding that people don't be held independently. So it's like, well, okay, so if you can't hold people as a family and you can't hold people individually, so in other words, don't hold anyone. Just allow everyone in the world who wants to come and stay in America. That's not a good situation. And if the policy is that anyone with a child gets to come and stay and doesn't get detained, everyone who comes will bring a child. And this is not a good situation that's sustainable. Milton Friedman talked about this. You can't have open borders and have a system of entitlements and a social net. You can't have both.
It's not sustainable.
One or the other.
It's not sustainable. The only people that I see it sustaining is the cartels. And you know, Brandon, I was reading your article, you know, on Breitbart, Texas last night. You know, these chain link partitions is what I would call them, and that's what you guys called them. And I was thinking, you know, this allows officers to see what's going on. You know, they can't build these permanent institutions that would cost us billions and billions of dollars that would essentially be jail cells. But instead, this is like triage. When you go to the hospital, the nurse performs triage. She decides who goes what, where, how soon someone needs attention. In jail, it's called booking or processing. And unfortunately, this is just a part of the process, but it's the easiest, I think, fastest, safest way to get into a situation where they can monitor the entire situation, make sure no one's being bullied. And then, like you said, then they're put into a type of foster care situation. What was the Obama administration's policy in regards to this policy or how children are treated? Were they in cages under the Obama administration as well?
Well, if we're going to use that terminology, yes, they were. The
right.
exact same facilities that Trump is using are the exact same facilities that Barack Obama used.
Oh, wow.
And that's what. So my issue is that I'm glad people are horrified about the realities along our border. I think that's wonderful. I don't want to discourage that in any way. My problem is that when I see them blaming it on Trump, when really it's not on Trump, it's on. Like that's just the same facilities, and they were silent even though the information was available, and they were silent during the Obama years. It makes me feel like they're doing it with a political motive rather than an altruistic or a humanitarian motive, and that's where my objection comes in. But I remind people that the difference right now is that what Barack Obama did after 2009, he started to change it. He started to not really enforce certain laws. And he basically said, look, if you're a kid or you come with an adult, we're not going to keep you in custody. And then he formalized that in 2014 with what's called the November 20th Jay Johnson memo. he did. He goes, I don't care what laws Congress passed. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just not going to prosecute those laws. And what Trump is saying is, no, that we're a nation of laws, and we're right. going to prosecute the laws. If you violate the laws, you're going to get prosecuted. This is what happens if you get prosecuted. And here's the deal. If you don't like the laws, Congress needs to change the laws. But don't just leave the laws alone to protect yourself politically and expect me to ignore the laws whenever we're a nation of laws. Because that is what makes us different from Mexico, is we are a nation of laws. Yes, we have corruption. Yes, we have a lot of problems. But not in comparison and context. We really don't compare to Mexico. And us being a nation of laws is why our economy thrives. It's why a lot of it's part of that. And so we need to retain that. And you can't just say, okay, you people, never mind about the law. You have to change the law. And that's what he's saying, and that's what he's doing. And so is he separating children? Is it happening more than under Obama? Yes, it is, because he's following the law more than Obama did. Obama literally just said, hey, I'm not going to follow that law. And, you know, to be fair, you know, the Republicans could change the laws now. They have enough control, even though they don't have a supermajority. They could, in the Senate, they could do it. They have had the supermajority and chose not to do it. And then in 2009 and 10, the Democrats had a supermajority. If they had enough power to ram Obamacare down our throats, they had enough power to change the immigration laws, but yet they didn't. Why didn't they change the immigration laws?
They didn't. Brandon, your heart is in the right place. Your facts are in the right place. You know, I think that what you're doing is powerful. People can obviously find you at Breitbart.com/Texas, but where else can they find you as we get off with you?
Well, I think the best way to find me is probably at Brandon Darby on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And you see what I have to say. I try to be as informative as possible. I try to be fair. I try to be, I try to be very considerate and compassionate about what's occurring on the border to the migrants. I tend to blame Congress more than I blame the people who come here. I don't blame them. I would too, and under the circumstances. And so, you know, come on Twitter and let's interact and enjoy the information that my team puts together, because we have a unique project, as you know, like Cartel Chronicles. It's Mexican journalists and citizen journalists. We publish it in English and Spanish. We do it under a pseudonym so they don't get killed, because they would get killed for what they write. And they write about what these cartels are doing, who they are, who their business ties are. We're constantly exposing them, and there's just not a dang thing that the cartels can do about it, because they don't know who it is doing it. And it's a beautiful project. It's one of the most giving and loving project to people in northern Mexico that exists right now in the world. And is Breitbart doing it, which I think the left can't comprehend. You know, it just blows their brain, or they make some short circuit or something.
Well, Brandon, brother, thank you for coming on InfoWars. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you, Ali.
Yeah, of course. Y'all, this has been an exciting past hour. We talked about how to save the West. With Steve Franson, we talked about how to do that internally. With Brandon Darby, we talked about how to do that externally. I am forever grateful to InfoWars for letting us talk to millions of people across lots of different platforms. It's very exciting to give this information. And there's no one whispering in my ear, Ali, you can't say this, you can't say this. Here's our agenda. And that's why it's important that we support and we purchase. The Breitbart has a store. InfoWars has a store. Thank you guys so much. This is Ollie.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.